Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're going to be looking at what it means to be a member of the Akademische Musikalische Verbindung für Virginia Erlangen.
Right.
You can think of this deep dive as like your insider's guide to Verbindungsleben Friedrichianus styles.
Okay.
You've given us some really interesting materials about the fraternity.
Yeah.
We're really excited to break it all down. Mm. It's like stepping into this whole world with its own language.
Right.
Its own customs.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really quite fascinating.
I think it is fascinating to see how these traditions, particularly within a student fraternity like Friedrichiana, have evolved over time.
Yeah.
Mirroring, you know, shifts in student life
mm-hmm.
and societal values, you know, throughout the centuries.
Yeah.
We're going to uncover the journey that you'll take starting as an aspiring member all the way to becoming a full-fledged altar herr.
Right.
And along the way, we'll highlight some interesting terminology and responsibilities at each stage.
Okay, so let's rewind a bit. Remember when you were all just curious spiffex?
Yeah.
Peeking in from the outside?
Right.
What does that even mean?
So the term spiffex comes from the Latin root spiffex, which means hope.
Hope.
You could say that as a spiffex, you're a hopeful candidate,
mm-hmm.
someone who's exploring what it truly means to be a part of the Friedrichiana.
Right.
It's a time of exploration where you're getting a feel for the fraternity.
Yeah.
Deciding if it's the right fit for you.
I mean, there are so many different paths.
Right. Yeah.
That lead someone to become a spiffex.
Yeah.
For some of you, it might have been moving into the Wohnheim.
Right.
Attending an event with a friend,
mm-hmm.
or even having a family connection to the fraternity.
Yep.
I know for others, the music groups were the initial draw.
Yeah, that was a big one for me.
Yeah. So many ways to get a first taste of the Friedrichiana life.
You're absolutely right. The Wohnheim has become a particularly important gateway for many.
Yeah.
You know, living there offers a natural immersion into the fraternity's culture. It's almost like a built-in trial run before you even consider formally applying.
So you've been hanging out, enjoying the events.
Right.
Thinking, this feels like somewhere I belong.
Yeah.
What's the next step?
Right.
Do you just walk up and announce that you want to be a member?
Well, it's actually more informal than you might think.
Oh, okay.
Traditionally, the first step is simply signing a beer coaster.
A signed beer coaster.
It's a lighthearted way of expressing your interest.
I bet that leads to some fun stories down the line.
Definitely.
Okay.
But after that initial step, things become a bit more official.
Okay.
Before the next convent, which is a formal meeting, you would submit a formal application.
Mm.
It's kind of a combination of a motivation letter and a CV.
Right.
It's a way for the members to understand who you are
yeah.
and why you want to be a part of the fraternity.
So you present yourself at the convent.
Right.
Answer some questions. And then the members vote. From what I understand, a 2/3 majority is needed to be accepted.
That is correct.
That sounds a little nerve-wracking.
It can definitely be a bit nerve-wracking, but it's also an exciting moment.
Yeah.
If the vote is successful, you are officially in.
Wow.
You then receive some key documents.
Mm-hmm.
The Bundesgeschichte, which details the fraternity's history.
Mm-hmm.
The SV Handbook.
Okay.
And a copy of the Satzung, which outlines the rules and regulations.
You're really getting down to business.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And of course, you'll be sworn to secrecy about the convent's proceedings.
Okay, so that sounds very official.
It is.
So you're in.
You're in.
What happens next?
Yeah.
Is there a celebration?
Absolutely. There is a special night called the reception, where you are formally welcomed into the fraternity.
Okay.
And receive the Verbandsnadel, marking your new status as a member.
Cool.
It's a moment of pride and a symbolic step into this exciting new chapter of your life.
So you've moved from spiffex to fux. You're officially a part of the group.
Yeah.
But you're still in a trial period.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
That is correct.
Is it kind of like an apprenticeship?
You've got it. And the term fux itself has an interesting history.
Ah.
It used to be a general term for any student in their early semesters.
Huh.
Regardless of whether they were in a fraternity or not.
Okay.
But as universities modernized, many of those older traditions were preserved specifically within student fraternities.
Mm-hmm.
So the term fux evolved to become specific to new fraternity members.
That's fascinating.
It is.
It shows how these fraternities, while grounded in tradition,
yeah.
aren't stuck in the past.
Right.
They adapt
mm-hmm.
and evolve alongside the world around them.
Definitely.
So how long does this apprenticeship typically last?
The typical trial period for a fux is 2 semesters.
Okay.
During this time, you are actively participating in fraternity life,
mm-hmm.
learning all the ropes,
yeah.
and essentially proving yourself. And don't worry, you're not alone in this process.
Right. That.
You'll have a Libertia.
A Libertia.
A mentor figure.
Okay.
Who will guide and support you
mm-hmm.
throughout your integration into the fraternity.
So it's like having a senior buddy.
Yeah.
Who shows you the ins and outs, the unwritten rules, the whole deal.
Exactly.
Okay. So, and while a fux can't hold leadership positions.
Right.
Within the Vorstandschaft.
Yeah.
They can still take on other responsibilities.
That is correct.
Right.
Yeah.
So, for instance, a fux could be the Tafelmeister.
That's right.
The Tafelmeister, what do they do?
They're responsible for making sure events run smoothly.
Okay.
From the logistics to the flow of activities.
Right.
It's a great way for a fux to learn organizational skills
mm-hmm.
and contribute to the fraternity's operations.
So even though they're in a training phase?
Yeah.
They still have real responsibilities.
Yeah.
What else can a fux do?
Well, they can also serve as the music wart, leading the music groups,
mm-hmm.
or even the theater wart, organizing the theatrical productions.
Right.
These positions offer fuxen the opportunity to dive into their interests while contributing to the cultural richness of the fraternity.
Yeah.
And of course, there's the weekly Fuxenstunde.
Yes, the Fuxenstunde.
Which is a crash course in all things Fritterichiana.
It covers everything from the fraternity's history and values
mm.
to proper etiquette and traditions.
You got it.
It's a chance for Fuxen to ask questions.
Right.
Learn from their Libertian
mm-hmm.
and fellow Fuxen.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, prepare for the Fuxen Prüfung.
That's right. It's a test of sorts.
Okay.
Where the Fux major assesses your knowledge of the fraternity.
The Fuxen Prüfung. It sounds a bit intimidating.
Well.
Are there any tips you can offer to help our Fuxen prepare?
The best advice I can give is to pay attention during Fuxenstunde.
Okay.
Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Right.
And show your enthusiasm.
Mm-hmm.
The Fux major wants to see that you are engaged. And eager to learn.
Right.
And let's not forget the Fuxen Project.
Oh, right. The Fuxen Project.
Yeah.
That is a chance for a Fux to showcase their organizational skills.
Right.
Really contribute something tangible to the fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine there are a lot of different projects.
There are. It could be an academic project.
Okay.
A musical endeavor.
Uh-huh.
Something that benefits the local community.
Mm-hmm.
Or even hands-on work around the house.
Right.
The key is to demonstrate initiative, teamwork.
Yeah.
And a commitment to the fraternity's goals.
Now I have to ask about the stereotype of the fux.
Okay.
That image of someone who's a bit insecure, maybe a little naive.
Yeah.
But also bold and mischievous.
Right.
Is there any truth to that?
Well, every stereotype has a grain of truth to it.
Yeah.
But it's important to remember that times have changed.
Right.
The fux isn't a servant to the Burschen.
Okay.
They're respected members of the fraternity.
Yeah.
And their contributions are genuinely valued.
So after diligently attending Fuxenstunde, completing the Fuxen Project.
Right.
Impressing everyone with their dedication.
Mm-hmm.
How does a fux finally become a full-fledged Bursch?
The decision is ultimately made by the Burschen Convent, which requires a 2/3 majority vote for approval.
Okay.
But before it reaches that point, the board has to propose you for Burschung.
And then comes another celebration.
Of course. It's time for the Burschung.
Okay.
A festive might be where you officially receive the Bundesnadel,
mm-hmm.
signifying your full membership. It's yeah. a big moment.
Yeah.
Marking the culmination of your journey as a fux.
Okay, so you've leveled up from fux to Bursch.
You got it.
Now you're a full member.
Right.
With all the rights and responsibilities that come with it.
Yeah.
But the term Bursch itself,
mm-hmm.
it has quite an interesting history, doesn't it?
It does. The word Bursch comes from Burs, which back in the Middle Ages
okay.
referred to a type of housing where students lived and worked. Over time, Bursch came to be almost synonymous with the word student.
Mm.
But the term carried with it a connotation of embracing a particular lifestyle
yeah.
and understanding student customs.
So being a Bursch wasn't just about hitting the books.
No.
It was about being a part of a particular culture, a way of life.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And that concept still very much applies to fraternity life today.
Okay.
Being a Bursch means actively participating in the fraternity's activities,
mm-hmm.
upholding its traditions,
right,
and contributing to its legacy.
There are different stages to being a Bursch, right?
There are.
What does it mean to be active, inactive, or Freigestellt?
You're right. There are different levels of engagement as a Birch.
Okay.
Active means you're fully engaged in the fraternity's activities and responsibilities.
Mm-hmm.
It's the most common status for younger Birchen.
Right.
Who are eager to participate and help shape the direction of the fraternity.
So being active means being in the thick of it. Really at the heart of the fraternity.
Exactly.
What about inactive?
So after at least four semesters in the fraternity, and if the situation allows,
yep.
An active Birch can apply to become inactive.
Mm-hmm.
It means they are exempt from participating in general events,
okay.
But are still considered members.
Right.
It offers some flexibility for those with busier schedules or other commitments.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's a way to step back from the day-to-day while remaining connected and supporting the fraternity.
Right.
What about Freigestellt?
So Freigestellt is a status for those who have transferred to another university.
Okay.
Are taking a break from their studies, mm-hmm. or are facing other circumstances,
yeah.
that prevent them from actively participating.
Right.
Essentially, they are exempt from attending events.
Okay.
And they also pay a reduced semester fee.
It sounds like there's a recognition that life happens.
Yes.
And there are times when you might need to adjust your level of involvement.
Right.
But what happens when your student days are over?
Right.
How does a Birch transition to becoming an Altherherr or Philister?
It's a significant transition that marks a new phase in your relationship with the fraternity.
Yeah.
You move from being an active participant to becoming more of an elder statesman.
Right.
But that doesn't mean the bond ends.
So becoming an Altherherr is more than just graduating.
Oh, it is.
It's about joining a new community, the Alther-Enver Band or AHV.
Exactly. The AHV is the Association of Former Members.
Right.
And it plays a crucial role in supporting the active fraternity.
Okay.
You continue to be involved, offering mentorship and financial support,
mm-hmm.
and acting as a link to the fraternity's past.
Right.
It's all about continuing that lifelong bond, the Lebensbund Prinzip.
And speaking of financial support,
mm-hmm.
our sources mentioned that the annual contribution for an Altherherr is 90 euros to the AHV.
That's correct.
And 120 euros to the SWVE.
That is correct. Those contributions are vital for maintaining the fraternity's operations.
Yeah.
Taking care of the Wohnheim.
Right.
And ensuring the continuation of traditions, mm-hmm. for future generations.
So tell us about the transition from Birch to Altherherr.
Okay.
What happens at the Philistriungsneipe?
The Philistriungsneipe is a special event where you say goodbye to the active fraternity,
mm-hmm.
and are formally welcomed into the Altherrenschaft.
Right.
You'll receive a Philistriungsurkunde.
A Philistriungsurkunde.
A document commemorating the occasion.
Okay.
Signed by the leaders of both the active fraternity,
mm.
and the AHV.
Right.
And, of course, there's the singing of the Komitat,
a
traditional song,
right.
that marks this transition.
It sounds like a bittersweet moment.
It is.
Full of nostalgia for your time as an active member.
Yeah.
But also excitement for this new stage in your connection with a fraternity.
Exactly.
As an Altherherr, you're no longer an active participant in the day-to-day running of the fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
But how involved can you choose to be?
It really depends on the individual.
Okay.
While Altherherren don't have voting rights within the active fraternity,
right.
they can still attend events,
yeah.
offer guidance and support,
mm-hmm.
and even take on roles within the AHV's own leadership structure.
Right.
It's all about finding a balance that works for you.
Yeah.
Based on your interests,
right.
your availability,
mm-hmm.
and your stage in life.
So it's like a choose your own adventure.
Yeah.
You can be as active,
right.
or as hands off as you like.
Yeah.
But one thing is clear. The bond forged
right.
during your time as an active member
yeah.
doesn't disappear after graduation.
Absolutely. The fraternity evolves into a network, a mm. source of support,
right.
and a lifelong connection to the values
yeah.
and experiences
right.
you shared during your student years.
Yeah.
It's a truly unique
yeah.
and enduring aspect of the Verbindungsleben.
Speaking of the inner workings of the fraternity,
right.
let's dive into the Ämter.
Okay.
The offices and responsibilities that keep everything running smoothly.
The Ämters are crucial.
Yeah.
They determine the direction of the fraternity,
right.
shape the semester program,
mm-hmm.
and ensure that traditions are upheld.
Yeah.
And it's the members themselves who elect their peers to these positions during the Wahlkonvent.
Right.
Which speaks volumes about the democratic principles within the fraternity.
Okay. So let's start with the Vorstandschaft.
Okay.
The executive board that you could say steers the ship.
Yeah. Leading the fraternity is the preside.
Okay.
Marked with a single X, Think of them as the CEO of the fraternity.
The CEO.
They represent the fraternity internally and externally.
Right.
Set the semester program.
Okay.
Convene meetings. Mm-hmm. And even propose social gatherings.
They've got a lot on their plate.
They do.
What about the Schriftwort?
The Schriftwort.
Yeah.
Denoted by X
yeah.
is the communicator.
Right.
They handle correspondence.
Okay.
Send out invitations. Mm. And even remember to congratulate Alter Heron on their birthdays.
Okay.
They're the diplomatic arm of the fraternity.
Right.
Ensuring that everyone is informed and connected.
And then there's the Kassenwart.
Yes.
Okay.
The Kassenwart is marked with OPSEX.
Okay.
And is the one who manages the finances,
mm-hmm.
presenting budgets.
Right.
Keeping track of expenses.
Okay.
And ensuring the fraternity's financial affairs are in order.
Yeah.
You could say they're the ones who keep the lights on and the beer flowing.
And last but certainly not least, we have the Fux Major.
Yes.
That position is so important for our Fuxin.
Absolutely. They are the mentor and guide for all the Fuxin.
Right.
Often represented by FM or XX.
Okay.
They oversee training,
mm-hmm.
answer questions,
yeah.
and ensure that all of you are well prepared to become full-fledged Burschen. It's like they're the keepers of tradition.
Yeah.
Passing on the knowledge and values that define the fraternity experience.
Exactly.
So we've got the Vorstandschaft,
okay.
the core leadership team.
Yep.
But there's also the Erweiterte Vorstandschaft,
mm-hmm.
the extended board with additional positions.
Right.
Tell me about the Tafelmeister.
Okay.
The music wart,
mm-hmm.
and the theater wart.
The Tafelmeister, or TM, is all about logistics.
Okay.
They make sure that events run smoothly from setup to the flow of activities.
Mm-hmm.
They're the event coordinator,
yeah.
making sure everything is perfect for a successful NIEP or COMERS.
And for an academisch musikalisch Verbindung like ours,
yeah.
the music ward, or MW, is essential.
Absolutely.
They handle all things music, the groups, the instruments, the rehearsals, everything.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And then we have the theater ward,
mm-hmm.
or TW,
yeah.
who heads up the theater group.
Bringing another dimension of culture and entertainment to the fraternity.
There are also less formal roles, right?
Yes.
Like the Festwort.
The Festwort is the one who makes sure our summer festival is a hit.
Okay.
And then there's the Dance Master.
Right.
Keeping everyone's moves sharp for all those festive occasions.
It sounds like there's a place for everyone to contribute.
Absolutely.
To find their niche
mm-hmm.
and make their mark on the fraternity.
Yeah, absolutely. And we should mention a new position added in 2025.
Okay.
The press ward.
The press ward. What do they do?
They are responsible for all communication with the outside world.
Hmm.
Managing social media.
Okay.
Working with the press.
Yeah.
And even coordinating with the FAU press del.
It sounds like a very modern role.
It is.
Reflecting the fraternity's adaptation to the digital age.
Yeah.
To give our Fuxin a better sense of the people behind these titles.
Okay.
Let's quickly go over the current leadership.
Okay.
For summer semester 2025.
Sounds good. Leading the fraternity as preside is Luca Noman, a philosophy student.
Okay.
The Schriftwort is Lars Lohr, also studying philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
Benedict Bu, a student of natural sciences, is managing the finances as Kassenwort.
And guiding our Fuxin is Jonathan Weigren, a medical student serving as Fux major.
Right.
Marcus Schmidt, also a natural sciences student,
mm-hmm.
is ensuring smooth events as Tafelmeister.
For everything music related, we have Alexander Mayer, also in natural sciences, serving as music wart.
Okay.
Marek Narad, another natural sciences student, is leading the theater group as theater wart.
Maximilian Zellner, an engineering student, is our fest wart.
Right.
And Luca Zimmerman, another engineering student, is keeping everyone dancing as the dance master.
Yes.
And lastly, we have Fux Eli Jacobi, a medical student, taking on the new role of press wart.
It's inspiring to see such a diverse and talented group of individuals
yeah.
leading the fraternity.
Right.
It truly shows that no matter what you study
yeah.
or what your specific interests are,
mm-hmm. there is a place for you to contribute and make a difference within the Fraternitas.
I totally agree. And it's also a great reminder
yeah.
that this leadership structure is a direct result of the Vollkonvent.
Right.
Where the members have a voice in shaping the fraternity's future.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've talked about the Vorstandschaft.
Right.
And the Erweiterte Vorstandschaft.
Yeah.
But let's circle back to the Altherrenschaft.
Okay.
The alumni association that plays such an important role in the life of the fraternity.
The Altherrenschaft really embodies the Lebenden Prinzip.
Mm-hmm.
That idea of a lifelong bond that extends far beyond your student days.
Right.
It's a testament to the lasting impact the fraternity has on its members.
Yeah.
It really is remarkable how this fraternity,
yeah,
like a living organism, continually renews itself while staying true to its core identity.
It is fascinating to see how this all works. You know, we've been talking a lot about Lebensboomprinzip.
Mm.
It's more than just a word, isn't it?
It's really at the core of what makes the Fraterichiana so unique.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Lebensboomprinzip is the very essence of what sets these types of fraternities apart.
Yeah.
It signifies a commitment to a lifelong bond,
right,
a shared journey,
mm-hmm,
that goes far beyond your time at the university.
It's not just about making friends in college.
Yeah.
It's about forging relationships that will last a lifetime.
Exactly. And this principle is woven into the very fabric of the fraternity.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how you progress from Spifix,
yeah,
to Fis,
right,
to Birsch,
mm-hmm,
and eventually to Alter Hair.
Right.
Each stage represents a different level of involvement.
Yeah.
But the underlying connection, that bond, remains constant.
I love that.
Yeah.
It's like chapters in a book.
Huh.
The story unfolds, the characters grow and change.
Right.
But the core narrative remains the same.
What a great analogy.
Thanks.
It really highlights how each stage of membership has its own significance. Each transition, its own meaning.
We've talked about the transition from Birsch to Alter Hair.
Right.
Or Philister.
Yeah.
What does that term actually mean?
Mm.
Where does it come from?
That's a great question.
Thanks.
The word Philister has a surprisingly long and complex history.
Who?
In ancient Greece, it was used to describe someone who wasn't a citizen of a particular city-state.
Oh.
Over time, it evolved to mean someone who was considered uncultured or disinterested in intellectual pursuits.
So how did this term, which sounds like an insult,
yeah,
become associated with respected former members of a fraternity?
Well, that's where things get interesting.
Okay.
In the 18th century, German student fraternities decided to reclaim the term Philister.
Okay.
Expert speaker. They embraced it, ironically, almost like a badge of honor.
Oh.
They saw themselves as being outside mainstream society.
Okay.
A community with its own unique set of values and traditions.
So, like, they took a word that was meant to be derogatory and flipped it, turning it into a statement of pride.
Right.
It's a way of saying, we're different and we own it.
Exactly.
But wouldn't that alienate some people?
Potentially.
Has that irony played out well over time?
Well, it certainly makes a statement.
Yeah.
And it definitely highlights the strong sense of community,
right,
within these fraternities.
Yeah.
It's about belonging to something special,
mm-hmm,
something set apart from the ordinary.
Okay. So you've been through the Philistron snipe.
Right.
You've received your Philistron secunda.
Yeah.
And you've sung the comitat.
You got it.
You're officially an Alter Hair.
That's right.
What's next?
Right.
What's daily life like as an Alter Hair?
Right.
Are there secret handshakes and late night meetings?
Not quite.
Okay.
While there are definitely traditions and rituals that bring Alter Hairin together.
Right.
Daily life is less structured than during your active membership.
Okay.
It's really up to you to decide how involved you want to be.
So some Alter Hairin might be very active.
Right.
Attending events.
Mm-hmm.
Mentoring Birschen.
Yeah.
And even holding leadership positions within the AHV.
That's right.
While others might be more hands-off.
Yeah.
Choosing to support the fraternity financially.
Mm-hmm.
And staying connected through occasional gatherings.
Precisely.
Okay.
You find a balance that works for you.
Right.
Based on your interests.
Yeah.
Your available time.
Mm-hmm.
And where you are in life.
Right.
And remember, those financial contributions from Alter Hairin are incredibly important.
Mm.
They help maintain the Wohnheim,
right,
support the active fraternity, mm, and ensure that the traditions we've been talking about can continue for generations to come.
It's a way of giving back to the fraternity.
Yes.
Investing in its future,
mm-hmm,
and ensuring that others have the opportunity to experience the same camaraderie and personal growth that you did.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
Now, we've focused a lot on the journey from Spifix to Alter Hair.
Right.
But there's another element of Verbindungsleben, mm, that we need to explore.
Right. The Knipe.
Yes.
It's more than just a place to grab a beer with your friends, right?
You could say that the Knipe is the heart and soul of the fraternity.
Wow. Okay.
It's where traditions are brought to life,
mm-hmm,
friendships are formed,
right,
and memories are made.
Yeah.
You truly experience the full richness of Verbindungsleben,
yeah,
in the night.
So it's a place for socializing.
Yeah.
But it also has a deeper significance.
It does.
It's steeped in ritual and meaning.
Absolutely. Oh. There's a specific etiquette, a certain level of formality to the proceedings.
Mm-hmm.
There are designated songs to be sung,
okay,
specific toasts to be made,
right,
and even a traditional seating arrangement.
It almost sounds like a performance.
Yeah.
A carefully choreographed event that's been refined over centuries.
And that's part of what makes it so special.
Yeah.
It's this unique combination of tradition and camaraderie
mm-hmm.
that defines the NYPE.
Mm-hmm.
It's a place where you can relax and be yourself.
But also feel connected to something larger than yourself.
Paint a picture for our Fuxen.
Okay.
They're at their first NYPE.
Right.
What are they going to see and hear?
Imagine long tables illuminated by candlelight.
Okay.
Burschen and Alter Herren in their formal attire.
Right.
And a tangible feeling of excitement mixed with warmth and friendship in the air.
Okay.
You'll hear the clinking of glasses.
Yeah.
The bursts of laughter and the yeah. sound of voices coming together in harmony as they sing traditional songs.
There's the corona.
Right.
The presiding officer who leads everything.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
What exactly do they do?
Yes.
Okay.
The corona is a respected figure
oh.
who ensures that the traditions of the NYPE are upheld.
Right.
And that everything runs smoothly.
Okay.
They guide the flow of events mm-hmm. from the toasts and speeches
yeah.
to the singing and even the moments of silence.
Mm-hmm.
It's a role that requires a deep understanding of the rituals and customs of the NYPE.
These rituals must create a powerful sense of shared experience.
Yes.
A feeling of being part of something larger than yourself.
It's like stepping back in time.
Yeah.
Connecting to generations of students who have gathered in similar settings,
mm-hmm.
sharing stories, songs,
right.
and forming bonds that have spanned lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's not all serious.
Okay.
There's also a real sense of fun, a playful spirit
right.
that keeps the atmosphere light and engaging.
So it's not just about following rules and observing traditions.
Right.
It's about the human connections.
Yeah.
The friendships
mm-hmm.
and the shared experiences that make it all worthwhile.
Exactly. It's a reminder that Verbindungsleben is about so much more
right.
than just the formal aspects.
Mm.
It's about forming genuine connections
yeah.
and creating lasting memories.
Right.
That's what gives these fraternities their enduring appeal.
Mm.
They offer a space for young men to find their place.
Yeah.
Develop their character. And forge bonds that will stay with them long after they leave university.
It really is a remarkable tradition.
It is.
The Fraternitas and fraternities like it stand as a testament
yeah.
to the power of community
mm-hmm.
and the human need for connection.
And you, our Fuxen listening in,
yeah.
are now a part of that tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Embrace it.
Yeah.
Cherish it.
Right.
And contribute to its legacy in your own way.
Yeah.
You're writing the next chapter in the story of the Fraternitas.
So as you continue your journey within the Fraternitas, it's important to remember that you're not just learning about traditions.
Right.
You're becoming a part of something much bigger.
It's almost as if you are stepping into a living story,
yeah,
inheriting a legacy that has been built over generations.
And it's now your turn to contribute to that legacy.
Right.
You'll have the opportunity to add your own unique talents,
mm-hmm.
energy,
yeah.
and ideas to shape the future of the fraternity.
And don't hesitate to ask questions
ah.
or challenge the status quo. That's how traditions evolve and stay relevant for each new generation.
Yeah.
Bringing your own perspective to the table is so important.
As we wrap up our deep dive into Verbindungsleben,
okay,
let's highlight a few key takeaways for you.
Okay, sounds good.
First and foremost,
yeah,
remember the Lebensbund Prinzip,
mm-hmm.
the concept of a lifelong bond.
Right.
It's at the very heart of the fraternity experience.
It is.
It's about building relationships that last a lifetime.
Yeah.
And creating a network of support and brotherhood
mm-hmm.
that extends far beyond your university years.
Next, embrace the traditions,
right.
the rituals, and even the unique language of the fraternity.
Yeah.
It might seem a bit strange at first, but these elements are what bind you together
yeah.
and create a shared sense of identity and belonging.
Find your place within the Fraternitas.
Mm.
Discover what you're passionate about,
right.
whether it's music, theater, event planning,
yeah.
or mentoring the next generation of Fuxen as Fux major.
That's right.
There are so many ways to get involved and make your mark.
Remember that Verbindungsleben is a journey,
yeah.
not a destination.
Mm-hmm.
It's about personal growth, forging strong friendships,
right.
and learning from those who came before you.
And as you move through the different stages from Spefix to Fux to Bursch,
yeah.
and eventually Alter Hair, cherish each experience,
right.
ask questions,
mm-hmm.
and don't be afraid to step outside your comfort zone.
Most importantly, have fun.
Right.
Enjoy this incredible journey.
Yeah.
And make the most of your time as a member of the Fratericiana.
This deep dive has just scratched the surface.
Right.
Of what it means to be a part of this fraternity.
Yeah.
There is so much more to discover, experience, and contribute.
Definitely.
So go out there, Fuxin.
Yeah.
And embrace this exciting new chapter of your lives.
We're excited to see what you'll accomplish and the mark you'll leave on the Fratericiana.
Thanks for joining us.
It was great to be here.